Hi ladies, welcome to this episode and live on a really taboo topic. We are going there today. I have been speaking to so many of you incredible women over the past couple weeks who are considering diving in to my brand new group coaching program, which hasn't even launched yet, so no one even knows the name of it yet. I'm going to reveal all in June, July when it officially launches, but you can get in now first before anyone else because I am looking to curate a small group of women to begin from the beginning of June. And the women who are beginning this initial intake are going to save a really juicy sum of money compared to the price it's going to be when we launch. With that being said, because I've been having so many incredible conversations over the past couple weeks, something that's come up a lot in conversation has been, I need to speak to my partner about this. I need to run it by my partner. I need to go away and have a conversation with my partner about investing in myself. And now I totally understand because I think in most relationships, and by the way, if you're listening to this or watching this and you're single, this also 100% applies to speaking to a parent about this, or speaking to a sibling about this, speaking to a friend about this, someone who is in like a close proximity to you, you are close to, and who you value their opinion of your life, of your decisions. Now, of course, the layer with your partner is often their finances or your finances or your financial decisions impact them. And so I feel that there's almost this ceiling that most relationships have where if you're spending or investing more than a certain amount, yeah, you may very well want to have a conversation with your partner about that decision because that is a really respectful and teammate thing to do because that decision is impacting them in so many amazing ways, and we're going to talk about that today. So I feel like this is a taboo topic because I've personally not come across many people discussing it, and I think there are even women who I've heard in groups I've been in coaching conversations I've been in, basically saying that they've even like hidden decisions from their partner because they've been so nervous to speak to their partner about something that they just did it anyway without telling them. And on the flip side of that, I have been with my partner Adam for almost 15 years now. We're engaged, we're getting married in 2026. And he's obviously seen me go through my entire journey in my business, investing so much money into my business, investing so much money into myself. And he's seen me invest a lot of money. So he's been on the receiving end of the kinds of conversations that you ladies might be having with your partners if you're considering joining the new group program. So I thought, let's talk about this because clearly it's important and clearly it's something that is going to be so valuable for you to feel good about when it comes to you really wanting to dive in and invest in yourself, and also wanting to really respectfully kind of make that decision in an empowered way with your partner. So I have, like I said, made so many decisions over the years, and some of them Adam has been like, cool, amazing, go for it. And some of them he's been like, wow, that's a lot of money. And the first thing I want to say is I made the final decision based on my gut instinct and my intuition, because whilst Adam is absolutely involved in the financial decisions that I make, I'm not about to go and blow my entire bank account on stuff without running that by him first, because we own a house together, we're planning a wedding together, like, that affects him. However, if I really want to do something, and I know in my gut, in my heart, that that investment, my intuition is telling me to go for it, I do it. Even if he balks a little bit at the price point, that's okay. Because at the end of the day, I trust myself. I trust myself so much that I trust in my ability to get the return on investment from diving into that experience. And whilst it might feel like a stretch financially, or whilst to other people, they might have the response of, that feels like a lot of money, I can be okay with that. And I'm not saying that everyone else needs to have that feeling in order to dive into something and say yes. But what I'm saying is, there are two things happening there. I respect Adam and the decisions I make around finances and that how that impacts him. And so I will always involve him in those big financial decisions. And at the same time, I trust myself deeply, and I trust that if my intuition is telling me yes, do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna figure it out. And I've made some decisions in the past where I've had to say to Adam, I know, when he's looking at me with wide eyes, I know it's a lot. And the beautiful thing has been that over the years, again and again, as I've made these decisions and manifested more success and created so much more healing and confidence and growth within myself, I've seen Adam's money mindset go to the next level. And now what will happen when I'm on the fence about making a decision, he will coach me to say yes. He will coach me. He'll be like, do you want to do it? In a year's time, will you regret not doing it? And I'm like, yeah, I will. And he's like, fucking go for it then. And that's the turnaround that can happen when your partner literally sees you just elevating and elevating and elevating based off the return on investment you're receiving as you do this work, which is so cool, right? So I want to run through some things. If you are thinking of diving in to an investment with me and you want to run it by your partner, the first thing is, what do they know? What do they know about the program, or about your goals, or about what you will experience inside? Are they really seeing your desire for change? Do they really know that on a deep level? Or are they just seeing the final number? Because what I've found is that a partner responds to your desire. So if I go and talk to Adam about something I really want to do, and it's coming from a place of desire, it's coming from a place of, I really want to make this work, or I really want to do this, I really want to say yes to this, and I really want this result, I really trust that this space I'm going to be in is going to get me more confidence, it's going to have my mindset be completely elevated, it's going to completely shift then how I show up in work or how I show up in my business. And I can see how that is going to be key for me to get that promotion this year or grow my business this year and be earning that kind of money that I really desire. Does your partner know? Have you spoke to them about A, that deep desire, but also the way that the support in this program is going to facilitate that for you? Because so often I find that if your partner, say, isn't super spiritual or isn't into personal development, they might not even know like what's happening when you're just chilling in the bedroom or like having time to yourself, maybe what listening to a podcast or watching some Instagram videos. And so if you've not shared that with them from the heart, if you just come up to them and say, oh yeah, I'm thinking about dropping 2 grand, by the way, they might be like, whoa, that's a lot. And interestingly, in the past, when I have made those more very, I would say intuitively, but very impulsive decisions, where I've just been like, oh, by the way, I've signed up for this, and I have shared purely the price, Adam has always been like, whoa, what? Like, you've just dropped over Christmas, I invested in a VIP day with someone, and the funny thing is, it's my friend Holly, and the price point has gone up now. It's like, this was a steal for me. But the VIP day was £777. And I was like, oh yeah, I've just booked this. It was only £777. And Adam was like, only £777? But because I'd gone to him with just the number, his logical brain is just going to go, what, that much money? Whereas whenever I've gone to him from my heart, sharing with him my goals, this is what I really want, I'm really craving this kind of support or this goal, and I know that I've been listening to Kat's podcast, or I've been watching this, or I've been doing this with her, I know that if I invest in this experience, I will receive that. And that's something I deeply desire. Your partner is going to respond very differently to, they see the result that you desire, and that money is you investing in that transformation, not just the money itself as a bottom line thing. So that is the first thing I want to say. The second thing is, your partner wants that transformation for you just as much as you want it for yourself. And now, I'm assuming that here, I'm sure there are women in this community, unfortunately, whose partner maybe doesn't support them in that way. However, 99% of the time, the women who've come to work with me, who are in that stable, long-term relationship where they do want to consider their partner in that decision, 99% of the time, that decision and sharing that decision is coming from a place of, I know my partner supports me and has my back. And so, knowing that, something that I think about, and clearly this has been mirrored to me over the years, because I have made some big risks financially, and Adam has always, always had my back, because I've gone to him sharing all that context. He also wants me to have my next level of success. He wants to see me succeed. He wants to know that I am receiving support, that I am feeling really good, that I am creating the results that I want in my career, in my business. He wants to see me thrive. He wants that for me. And your partner wants it too. That next level of success that you're going to be creating in this new group program, or in the work you do with me, whatever it might be, your partner wants that for you. And when we go into that conversation knowing that and feeling that, I find the energy you're bringing to it is less about seeking permission or wanting them to tell you everything is going to be okay, and like, you know, validating your opinion or validating your desire to want to do it. Instead, you're going into it as a team, making that decision, both being on board that this is the outcome you want, you have enough trust that this program is going to help you create that, and knowing that you are both on board with that outcome and wanting that outcome. Which brings me on to the final thing I want to say here, and that is, your partner will benefit from you doing this work. And they know that, and that's why they want to see you succeed. Because they know that when you're happy, they're happy. They know that when you're growing, they're growing. You're a team, you're a family, you're a unit. And Adam knows that when I've been, you know, for example, when I came back from the retreat I was on a couple of weeks ago, he is so excited to see me because he knows that I have invested in myself in experiencing that coaching and experiencing that group. And he knows that we're a team. And so if I'm winning, he's winning. And I think we can forget that when our partners don't invest in personal development or don't, you know, practice all this stuff, for example. So they're not really in the world of investing in coaching or investing in programs. We can think that they just don't get it or they don't understand it. But regardless of that, what they do understand and what they do get and highly respect and admire is the fact that they notice when you are thriving and it benefits them too. They want to see you thriving. They want to see you winning. And so knowing that, going into that conversation will help you feel, yes, in self-trust, but also to share that with your partner and share the ripple effects that this investment is going to have, not just on your success in your career or your business, but also in your life, in your relationship. And I have the testimonials to prove it, guys. I have the testimonials to prove it. One client, I will say, anonymously, of course, but one of my amazing clients came to work with me and we were working heavily on her career. She was actually in a really toxic work environment, unfortunately, and ended up unexpectedly having to leave and basically start from the beginning in terms of finding a new role and basically pivoting into a completely different sector of her industry. And so that's what we were working on. That's what we were focusing on. We were focusing on her mindset, on really boosting her self-esteem, really healing from that toxic work environment. And all this time, she's building herself up. And at some point along the way, she opened up and shared about her relationship and shared that she'd not been intimate with her partner in a year. And of course, that was something that I brought up and heard from her and said, you know, is that something you wanna shift and you wanna change and you wanna work on? Absolutely, yes, she said. And so we did. And we worked on not just her career success. She is now in a new role in a salary that she hadn't even expected. She was offered more pay than she initially wanted or went for, and is now deeply connected and once again is intimate and connected with her partner after a year of not having that in their relationship. And so that is a before and after, like, transformation. But even if right now you're like, oh no, we're good, like, me and my partner are good, thanks, it can get even better, believe me. It can get deeper, it can get stronger. And it's not just your relationship with your partner, it's your whole household, it's your family unit, it's your health, it's your energy, it's your vitality. All these things are going to be boosted and building when you are investing in yourself and feeling like you are constantly being filled, your cup is being filled. When you have these sustainable tools in your toolkit that don't take up hours and hours of your day, you know, you're not suddenly doing a 2-hour extravagant thing in the morning and that's the only way you can get these results. No, we're talking simple things that sometimes your partner isn't even aware you're doing, but they, believe me, are aware that you are different, that you are glowing, that you are more magnetic, that you are calmer, that you're more relaxed, you're more present with them. That is going to improve your relationship. And so the people you love the most and the people whose opinions you value the most, especially if it's your partner and you're making that decision based on your financial life together, just know that they want to see you win and that they are going to massively benefit too, as is your entire unit, you know, as a family, financially, emotionally, and everything from doing this work. And I don't just mean that in the obvious sense, because obviously if you're being paid more or you get that promotion, that's obviously going to allow you to build the life you desire together. Maybe it's going to allow you to move into that bigger house that you want or go on holiday. You know, I'm about to book us a beautiful holiday in the summertime. That wouldn't have been possible without the success that I've created because of how I've invested in myself. And we wouldn't be going on holiday. We wouldn't have chosen to do that this year because we're moving house. And yet, because of the decisions I've made, which have sometimes been uncomfortable and felt like a stretch, the investments I've made in myself, in my business, I'm able to have that freedom and that flexibility. And you can absolutely bet that my partner is benefiting from that. So the very practical things, of course, but also emotionally, right? Energetically. I think we especially a male partner, we don't give them enough credit for how intuitive they actually are, how receptive they are to us, to our energy, to our demeanor, our body language, all of these subtle things that shift within you when you are regulated, when you're not burnt out, when you're really thriving in work and you're strong in your boundaries, and all the things that I'm going to be teaching you and sharing with you in this program, your partner is, even on an unconscious level, feeling that within you, and 100% is going to be responding to it. Last one here, one of my clients on our VIP day shared with me, she was like, when we got back to, because often what will happen with a VIP day is clients will come and stay in Manchester for the weekend. Obviously that's where it is. But she was like, Kat, we got back to the hotel room and before I even knew it, we were having sex. Because she was like, it's like he could tell. It's like he could feel my energy when I walked into the hotel room. And that's just a great little testimonial for me there, because it goes to show that you elevating and upgrading yourself and taking your energy, your mindset, your manifestations, your success to the next level, your partner is feeling that. And when you can be strong within that and feel so good and trusting in yourself in diving in and making this decision to invest in yourself, when you are having that conversation with them, that's a very different conversation to, I'm thinking about doing this thing, but it's this much, and I know it's a lot of money, but like, do you think I should do it? That's a very different conversation to, babe, I really want this, and I know how much it's going to benefit me, and I know how much it's going to benefit us. I really want to figure out how to make this happen. Can we work together to do this? That is so different, and that your partner is going to respond to that so much more. So I wanted to lean into that conversation. If you want to DM me about it, please do. It's obviously a taboo topic. I've not really heard many people online speak about that. So here I am. And just to reiterate the details for the group program, right now, the only place you can find out about this group program is inside of my DMs. So if you DM me with the word success, then I will get you all the details. We officially begin at the beginning of June. And when this group launches towards the end of June, beginning of July, the price will go up. Sorry about my dog barking. The price will be going up. So if you want to save that money and get into this group first before anyone else, and even just find out about it before anyone else, there's no harm in getting the details and figuring out if it's going to work for you. So 6-month high touch group program, the highest level of group offering I've had in years, to be honest. This is basically my one-to-one work packaged into a group. So it's going to be very personalized, very bespoke for you. You are not just going to be a number in this group. I'm going to intimately know your goals, your career, your experience. And it's going to be transformational for a woman in leadership who wants to take her career to the next level over the next 6 months without compromising your personal life. And remembering that your relationship is going to benefit from this massively. So DM me that word success if you want to hear more. Let's have a conversation. Let's get you booked in, signed up. And if you're on the fence and this was a consideration for you and something that you were really resistant about, please use what I've shared to be confident in having that conversation with your partner. And like I said, DM me any thoughts if you have a question or you want to chat more. I will speak to you soon, ladies. Have a great rest of your day.